At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Rapid fire radio, let's go. The motorcycle law, we've talked about this before. I remember seeing this in California. I think when I was on El Duque. Can you give me a little El Duque here?
Northern California. Did I find it nice? I did. Was the sun shining? It was.
I was chatting with El Duque. Might have been going to play golf. Who knows? All these motorcycles going in between the lanes. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I was trying to find my favorite single-A ball player.
Yes, exactly. Tell us that they're scouting Georgia football, because I never would have guessed that. You know, I love you, Dukes. But now we're going to have it where the motorcycles, they can go in between the lanes, right? You cannot lane filter or split on freeway ramps, that is entrances or exits. You cannot do it in roundabouts. You cannot do it in school zones. Okay, we know all this.
Yeah.
The premise behind the bill is to prevent motorcycles from being rear-ended by distracted drivers. The law will allow a motorcycle to not travel faster than 25 miles per hour between two lanes. Idea is you're stuck. You've reached 10, 15 miles an hour, or you're literally parked. And by the way, that's pretty much all summer in most of the metro area. And the idea is it's not safe for motorcycles, so they can go in between cars.
Mm-hmm.
Lane splitting. Dave Harrigan, you are briefly the czar of highways and motorcycles. Yes or no, are you allowing this?
I am. I am allowing this. If I were a motorcycle rider, I get that. You know, it sounds like I didn't know this, but the rear-ending of motorcyclists in this kind of situation has been a problem.
Has been a problem. And also, we've talked about this before and had a lot of individuals who ride reach out about the heat when it's warmer out and idling, that it's very mm-hmm. concerning. I am, too. It's just...
I'd be terrified if I was on a bike going between cars.
Trusting people so much.
Yeah, watching how people just... Oh, there's a gap. Got to get in the other lane because that one might be, you know, get me 3 seconds
now,
faster.
Now, again, the idea is you're going under 25.
Still.
I'm not buying it that's what they're
doing. If somebody
swings
out right in front of you, you're in trouble.
You're right. You want to text me on this. All these topics are available for the Harrigan Hotline. Are you in favor of lane splitting, lane filtering, whatever you want to call it for motorcycles? I am for the safety reasons because too many people who are involved in this will cite legal issues and will cite how it's worked in other states. But there's a lot of morons driving cars. And there's a lot of morons who are on motorcycles who are just haphazard in what they do, either behind the vehicle or riding your motorcycle. And it's not a fair fight.
Yeah, there's just too many people that don't look or don't look well enough.
No, they don't. And we were talking about this the other day. They got the car where the blind spots are more prominent. And then if they look, you know, through the modern vehicle where they can see behind them as opposed to, oh, no, I can turn my neck the left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You for that or against it? Have you experienced it? Does it concern you? 651-461-9226. Okay. You found me the story from Yahoo. Who makes the best pizza in the world? Okay, let me just look at some of these places. They're citing America. Places in Connecticut, New York, back to New York, Naples, Italy.
Got good pizza in Italy, I'm told.
And then they said Costco.
Excuse me?
They cite bleeping Costco. Okay, yes, I've had Costco slices before.
It's a fine slice.
It's, is it still like $2?
Yeah, it's very cheap.
It's very cheap. What was the Carter thing again at Costco? It was the...
tortilla soup, wasn't it?
Tortilla soup.
Chicken tortilla soup. The best you'll find in the world.
He said it's the best tortilla soup on the planet. We mocked him.
We did.
I mean, he's probably taking his nap right now. Okay, so he's not even listening.
Better
right
he's
now.
At Costco just crushing the pizza after exactly. seeing this list. Patting himself on the back.
This person should be ashamed for including Costco pizza, which I've had before. I go to Costco. I shop at Costco. But get out of here with among the best pizzas on the planet.
On the
Costco.
Planet.
Costco. Oh, my God. Who are these people?
How do you print that? How do you get some guy to write this and say, here's what I got, six best pizzas on the planet. Put that in print there, Mr. Editor.
Connecticut.
How do you look at that and say, no.
New York, Naples, Italy, and Costco.
Costco around America.
That was the list.
Wow.
A North Carolina man is facing charges after authorities allege he threw an unauthorized massive party at home where he previously served as a landscaper, invited several hundred people to property, and charged them to get in.
Wow, a cover charge. Nice little garden party.
Was taken into custody on breaking and entering, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, injury to real property, obtaining property by false pretenses, and second-degree trespassing charges. We on the Chad Hartman Show are not encouraging lawbreaking, but there's something creative about this one. When you're the landscaper, nobody's around. It's obviously a it's a Harrigan house.
Mm-hmm.
There's some room out here.
It's one of the Harrigan houses.
It's one of. It's a small sampling of a Harrigan house empire, and you have a bash. Now, when I'm in my 20s, I think just my 20s. If somebody said I'm the landscaper and the family's out of here and we're going to have a bash in my 20s, would I have attended? Can you describe my arms right now?
Both are stretched high in the air.
I would have went.
Of course you would have.
For sure.
That's my question. Do you
100%.
Invite people telling them this is not your home? Or do you just say, hey, come on over to whatever the address is? And people get there and say, I know what you do for a living.
Well,
this doesn't add up.
Yeah, I guess it's a combo, right? Because if it's me and you in our 20s, and I'm just on the landscape crew of some hoity-toity person, and I invite you and we're friends, you're going to know. But if I just put out, do we put out flyers anymore for parties? Do we staple them up?
I think you can find it.
Like a pole,
College campuses, the billboards you'll find.
Yeah, right. So if I'm just putting them up there saying bash at the Harrigan House
Kegger.
In Woodbury. Well, I'm probably not going to do keg. I guess on campus I might do kegger. But then I go to Kenwood and I say a party. We can't say hoi polloi because we found out that's the rabble.
Yeah, that's the rabble.
God, it just shouldn't be the rabble. It should be
The
upper class. So then you got a combo of people who think, hey, we're just bashing on the yard, and others thinking, well, it's a great party. I went to a party years and years ago. Oh, this was a hoity-toity party on La-Di-Da Lake Minnetonka. Mm-hmm. Enormous house, and these folks, guy was completely full of himself, too. Oh, my God. Was having a party. We're knocking the house down party. By the way, the house had to cost like $5 million. Okay.
The final bash, she goes tomorrow.
Yeah, and
don't stay overnight.
say the karma ended up coming back to this individual. Let's just put it back that way. So maybe you just got a combo platter of folks who are showing up.
I think you do, and it sounds like it might have been a kegger if we're talking also about damage to the property, too, being part of the issue.
Yeah, they weren't just having crumpets and tea.
Oh.
At this. Beer. This wasn't Wimbledon.
No, beer pong and pizza.
Yes, exactly. The movie experience. Let's talk about that when we come back. Do you have a landscaping party that you went to that you want to share on the Harrigan Hotline? Where do you stand on the motorcycles and the lane splitting? We love a lot of text. 651-461-9226.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people talking about the lane splitters. That's been going on for a long time. Not going to deny that. Lane splitting, horrible idea. Should never happen. There's extra room in the lanes, enough move for cars, too many idiots on both sides. Among the texters, it's on the Harrigan Hotline here. Yesterday in the rain, westbound 36 near Hamlin, traffic was crawling about 25. Motorcycles came splitting lanes at about 50. Because it was raining, his headlight blended with all the headlights behind me. I didn't see him coming. Scared the bleep out of me. Very dangerous and stupid. I just saw Adam at Costco. He's in line waiting for the rotisserie chickens to come out. God, those are so overrated.
Watch your mouth.
So over it.
$5 for an entire delicious roasted rotisserie chicken.
$5 for lunch. Okay, that's what it
is. Okay, no. You can make that last a week and a half.
You know what I don't like to eat? Bones. You know, apparently you're a big bone guy.
No, I just work around them, Chad. It's very easy.
Okay, I heard you.
I slice and dice that thing. I'm like a surgeon with a scalpel. Dr. James Andrews on one of those rotisserie chickens. After I'm done, I even repair a couple tendons just for fun.
You know what we need right now, considering an athlete? There was some picture I saw yesterday looked like the Achilles. Who is the Achilles tendon doctor who we need the site? Because Carter's an Achilles. I was with my buddy Rick the other day. He had an Achilles. I don't. By the way, let me be clear, Karma, Dr. Mr. Mrs. Karma, I don't feel left out because my Achilles tendon has never ruptured.
Congratulations.
I don't need to join the club.
No, that does not look like fun.
With ribs and the toe stuff I've had and the treatment I've had the last 3 months, I've had more physical pain than at any point in my life.
It's the single injury that any sports fan can diagnose immediately when it happens. Bing!
But we don't have a Dr. James Andrews of the Achilles tendon. Do we?
Either that or they just haven't been marketed as well as Dr. James.
Well, somebody needs to step forward and fill the breach, right?
Get some PR behind your name.
Back to the lane splitting. I'm totally in favor they do it responsibly. We need tons of messaging on this, though. Yeah, I mean, we need messaging, but then it's up to those individuals. We're not going to get the movie topic. We'll save it. We'll get to it Monday because executives are saying the movie theater experience is done. It's borderline done for me. I just go now for Quinny movies. The F1, the Pitt movie, it's getting a lot of likability. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Godfather, but I still like fun movies like that. And a movie like that is seemingly way better than the theater. And then the New York Times with their top 100 movies of the 21st century. Messaging's good, but if the dopey drivers don't pay attention, or in the case of a previous texter, Dave, if somebody's on a motorcycle in the rain going 50, where everybody else is going 20, the messaging is to the motorcyclist, you're a dope.
Yeah. No, it's 100% right. Everyone has to be smart about it, the bikers and the people in the cars.
Stopped in traffic, 494 near Bass Lake Road, northbound. Motorcycle car going between cars. Bashed his gear on my window. Kept going. Banged the helmet on my mirror also. Yeah. How you feeling about that? Another dope in this case. Your Linda's Construction time check. 57. Time to install Minnesota-made Infinity for Marva Windows and receive 50% off installation labor before the end of the month. CBS, Ari, then Rochelle, and the Am I Wrong Committee. Next hour, CCO.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.